an ocean of the stuff inside us, the still buoyant longboard, an atmospheric dream house. A real surfer's paradise.
A surfer's paradise.
A surfer's paradise?
The once pleasurable bag of particulate dust and mythological
Some
swell.
Some thought maybe a tsunami from hell.
New blood mansioned in the sky, wreck of our lives.
Rose one hundreds of feet from the squall of fucked up babe light.
Woulda, shoulda, coulda been us.
Gnarly tongues frothing under the dark, amphoric gravity of night. The first tasty interplanetary twins.
Sucked through loving bone, lush, human-like.
Voice-like.
Liquid forgiveness. Some kind of dreamy, muscled, and polyphonic throat song trio.
Nearly song-like. People rise from the early pit house opening of our lives.
Sung deep inside you, you gorgeous city of my flesh and sparkling bone.
That giant sucking sound you hear.
Imagine yourself.
Is us breathing in the dark.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Wavering to you from deep inside this barreled junket of early light.
Gently scraping the sky, wicked wipeouts. Dreamed in the pipes and fainter stars of remaindered light.
Come on.
1,000 years of architectural madness will be yours.
Darling.
Could you, would you, of adopted light.
Synchronize and glow.
Synchronize worship's descent into mesopelagic darkness.
In the dark.
Spy with my little eye something crawling ant-like people.
Yes, you and all your ant-like people.
Ingesting friends and colleagues in distant imitation light.
Come taste us in the distant imitation light. I know you are peaks and swirls of afternoon selfies in flight.
Triumphant rhinophores and folk tales of color.
And yet here we are.
But what am I? Still listening to some form of music.
Still listening to some form of music from beneath the once deeper alien.
Lovers.
He, she, they, hair of our lives.
Beneath this frothy wig of a simple skull-like life.
Bled back into the warmth of a simple skull-like life.
Carrying news from the palace and all the trash of the night once scattered across the sky. Whistling archaeological Dixie. In the wind of an arriving desert storm. Who?
Who?
Who was it promised you?
Who was it promised us ride after ride after ride on 100-foot cliffs of an arriving
Galactic
sun?
Galactic class vibrations on the viscoelastic fold of waves' equatorial flame.
Acoustic cliffs of equatorial light.
An inheritance of sand.
Would flatten and shift beneath door gods of total darkness.
Simple creatures of comfort and form. Drinking up from the one-dimensional lakeside of firelight.
Living like kings and queens on the greatest heat wave of all time.
All warm and fuzzy, but growing tired.
Boyish and girlish.
Slug-like. In what may soon be an evening-like
light.
It's you who are the secret color poking out of the human heart. Even at this distance, we can hear and taste.
What was once the pollution of our lives, now.
The roaring flames.
Endless search and swell of the half-piped dream flames of a dying sun.
Of a dying sun.
Spy with those heart-shaped eyes, something bubbly and true. And this, too, will be you, the home of psychoactive strum, spreading the stoke light of heavy metals into blindness.
Home away from home of psychoactive strum light.
So magnificent you forgot to wish for spring and its secret jelly-like filling.
But wait, there's more.
But wait, there is more.
The wild blood of flowers.
Squirting out of planet light.
Squirting out of planet light.
Charismatic
megafaunas.
Call and response
of hadopelagic bones.
Wow us.
Cannot outsmart us.
Chill brides, brothered and sistered in waves, beachlight, Babylon.
Chill brides.
Garden of midwater bones.
Paused inside this sick barrel of groomed sky.
couldn't believe we'd posed for this.
Are we posing for some thoughtful bouquet, or are we surfing?
Surfing the dream, my friend.
Surfing the sick dream, my friend.
Fast forwarding through centuries of video graphic rock to hold the line at the beach port of this body's desert queen?
Shredding through muscles' ancient memory.
Yes, shredding through the mother of all fallopian tubes in the sky.
All these years spent here inside you.
Is to believe.
White baby Jesus writes my dashboard.
Nick Gabaldon made bird.
Fred Moten can, too, stretch out in love's infamous case of medicinal sunshine what we have all been thinking but didn't say, busy, busy, busy riding the great smile filled us with hidden powers and treasure.
And its wet market song touched our tree-like sky. Stay with me here in this poem.
Hello.
We are new megafauna's last arborescent wave,
left us with this sparkling reminder to self under every idiot-proof pillow of swell light. Come and use your hands to launch them in the air.
Can you see us in the intergalactic winter sun?
Rise and dance in happy mood.
And dance in happy mood.
Spill out and lie flat
Spill
in the economy, class,
in
gift,
the economy
of space
class
and
gift
time.
Of space and time.
What we once thought a common currency of subcutaneous surf light.
Inner cities of you.
What's the inner city you?
You. You.
You. You lit up for all to see.
Spill, spell, spent out in the optic nerve council, pulsing and twitching like gold in the head collector's brainy light.
Hey, look, we can balance on one leg.
Hey, we can balance on one leg.
Balance on one leg.
But never reach the aftermath of ensembled bones.
In the aftermath of ensembled bones.
Of ensembled bones.
Flex this 1 hour muscle ripping through the night.
Taste the metallic desert storm of a new lover in the freaky orange pulse of light. Hang five.
Hang ten.
Hang five.
And poke our heads up through the crack of dawn.
And poke our heads up through the crack of dawn.
And poke our heads up through the crack of dawn.
Holding your holiday of a heart.
Holding your holiday of a heart.
Yes.
Beating like some ornamental sign of life.
Explode into our own goddamn place in space with a face to smoke the night. With a face to smoke the night. Explode into our own goddamn place in space. Yes.
No matter where you go, there you are.
No matter where you go, there you are.
Not the Motel California you'd imagined.
Some sort of instrumental of the mind.
Playing with your DIY bone friends, quivering in prearranged torchlight.
Wielding.
Wielding.
All the powers.
All the powers.
Of a.
Of a.
He, she, they said.
Championship XXL light.
Mnemonic light. Hello there, picture book people. Hang on to these crazy whispers of your picture book life. Suck out our desert marrow but leave us
desert,
with the eventuality of a
blinding sun.
A
burnt offering of triple happiness.
We're finally ready to wear the high gloss
We're
of an afternoon spent
to
touring
the
capital.
Gloss of an afternoon spent touring the capital. Tomorrow, we will greet one another.
We will greet one another for the first time. Draped over our spines.
Greet one another with the oil from our own hands and polish the surface of you for luck.
Luck.
9,999.5 years, improving our way through the noisy rock garden.
Longevity and good fortune will not change a goddamn thing.
Did not change a goddamn thing.
Ancient memory of muscle.
Just ancient memory of muscle.
Was happiness on the scar pass vacation of our lives?
Where our mouths should be.
Triple hearted, barreled, wounds of joy and sense of human sight that we are kin.
Brilliant tourists.
We're all brilliant tourists. Night blooming along the simple surface of your skin life.
better known as Moonlight.
The Transparent Temple Festival.
A thin film of our lives that will cover everything in sight.
That will cover everything in sight. Bony door gods that once blocked our way to visit you in the deep tissue and planetary organs of night, now decorative.
Souls so soft.
Souls so soft and lovely.
Souls so soft and lovely.
And lovely. We can all stroll the cosmetic mallway.
We can all stroll the cosmetic mallway.
We can all stroll the cosmetic mallway without making a sound.
Without making a single sound.
Forever friends of an endless summer.
Forever friends.
Hovering and hungry for more, more, more. Precious cargo in the clearing of this space age garden.
Forever friends of the space age garden.
What we once thought was you crashing the essential dream party.
Charging the essential dream party.
Turned out to be a completely intact system. Growling ever so softly in the nearby sky, waiting patiently at the table of your spacious mind for some liquid-like event.
For that great liquid moment to release a blue-green spice of deeper interplanetary love.
Not rain, but a set of tears that hesitated and grew, had been growing, where once our lovely eyes had been, was said to be pooling. All these years.
Years seemed to pass.
Beneath the surface.
Perhaps it wasn't mold at all, but a unique sense of inner space we shared, had been sharing with the lips of your lipless life.
Fuzzy greens and fuzzy blues. A real live museum on the brain of this brainless life.
If you can smell, really can taste the surface, prepared by accidental travelers in 65 miles an hour non-essential scalp light, you're already too close to try to truly understand the fear and danger.
Tasting is believing. Believing some kind of crazy. Dancing might begin again in the wave's mouthpit of the night.
Drinking beyond the leaves as if from the ancient history of our body.
Believing.
The future was wonderful.
The future was wonderful.
The 70s and 80s of the dead was no longer the sad, sad song we'd tried to live by.
That Dia de los Muertos look
might balance fire with the soft notes of a mysterious planetary fruit.
Those tears of joy
so
and celebration.
So easily confused with the knowledge of sadness.
Formed us into the shape of the newest ancient village.
It was the newest ancient village.
Flowering at the speed of God.
Flowering toward you at the speed of God. No longer the cosmic laugh track of symphonic life. It was the dark thrillcraft sound of your soul in motion.
That the music might begin again, steeped deep in a collection of coin light, sparking still lives. Cosmic money where our mouths should be. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, my dashboard fairy friend.
Thank you, my fairest, my dearest enemy.
For leaving us with something old and something new.
For leaving us with all the greatest fashions. Blowing in the addictive breeze.
Blowing in the addictive breeze. It was you that finally fell in love with the storm.
A highly efficient microflora we could really hold on to. Pitched deep into the enchantment.
To finally have some fun with all this stuff left over from the cell of our lives.
Swaying in the slow and heavy weight of the wind.
We could do this.
Something borrowed and something blue.
All night long. This, I am telling you, is how 30 seconds of fame could last a lifetime.
A crazy medication that would sustain us and help us to grow.
Nameless plant boys and plant girls. No longer just little voices inside our heads. A highly teachable chorus of vegetation, growing arms and legs into the promises of hypnotic skylight.
Good gods chasing after bad.
Leafy green superstars.
Ready and willing.
Ready and willing to leave us with nothing but a window seat above the fluffy desert clouds.
To abandon you on this imaginary planet, Or was it too late to turn left in life? The aesthesiologist's dream, receiver of a beautifully controlled substance that would convert our slightest impulse into the lovely sound of curling flames?
Practice would make us perfect.
Could finally stop doing what we are doing, stop lip-reading these war cries in cartoon-like light.
Feeling like earlier versions of ourselves again, not our stick-like selves with clumsy gloves for hands, still holding the eye child, whose mission had been to follow you into the darkness. Lesser deities, well, maybe. Wrathful protectors of our love, this love for you and for each other. Reactivated in astral projections, pteroglyphic skin light, monsters from an earlier flight.
Devils sifting in the sand, racing across the desert sky.
Racing across the desert sky. Yes, yes, it was. The metallic taste of a new lover.
Young desert flames growing grew in our mouths.
In our mouths.
Breathing slow motion fire.
That made us lose track of all space and time.
Begins to feel like lung light.
1,000 sparkling tongues became the greatest tribes on earth.
A moment of bleeding up through these fire-shaped clouds that left us with a silly grin on what seemed like our own giant face floating out into the sky.
Spent through a neck hole of space and time.
I know you are, but what am I? Who no longer glows in the dark?
Begging the migrant goddess.
Skin-tight blossoms of terror that might sift in the afterglass.
The soft sleeper of nerve-like void flowers.
The candled prince and princess's geographic nation hoard on the deserted tubeway to your heart.
Please, pretty please, load our second and third life.
Feed the real me on heavenly fumes.
Predict all the frenzies of the future. May one day strobe again to play scalpless clubrooms of transgendered light.
If this is wrong, I don't want to be right. New teeth will begin to show, surface from beneath the heightened fists of your raging heart.
A megatooth shark, miracle, gliding, glided, effortlessly, Cenozoic among the fragile chorus of your bone
Something
shadows.
Something bigger and better than ourselves will now burst forth from our lives. Bypass, city of bloods, servant of the monster swell. If we close our eyes, if there a danger we might fall asleep and the entire operation continue on without us, or that we might lie awake watching reruns of the blade entering our lives. No, this time would be different.
All we really wanted was to roll our own deep personal connection to these long hypnotic stems, waving to us from deep inside the imaginary kelp forest.
Ventilated by the all these promises of a human garden.
There would be greater variation, and enthusiasm would no longer be cut from the pattern of a dream.
Rustling softly like early leaves of skin.
Prayers would come to life as they do in the wind, and we'd navigate these huge fields of baby teeth still floating around in the dark. Could you pull us any more slowly?
Bloomed toward the, reddening surface of your sky.
Maybe, just maybe, if we can shut our eyes super tight, we might pulse out an interactive monster map of the night.
Was it because we had never before lived inside a warm retinal cloud that anything seemed possible?
If we are, really are.
It was.
Thinner and more vivid as we approach the old atmosphere of the sun.
Tasting the aqueous humor of human light again.
The clepsydra of human light again.
How can we ever know the true crime that once held the oh-so-many eyes of our former lives?
Eyes drained.
Of all fluid and magic.
Of all fluid and magic.
Ball-like instruments,
puny in comparison to what sewn with love onto the forgotten hem of your cosmic dress?
Sewn with love onto the forgotten hem of your cosmic dress. Listen for us, shaking tooth and star of the smooth galactic child inside us all.
Tooth and star of the smooth galactic child inside us all.
Those who believe may find us
toy-like superstars.
Begging the clairvoyant seamstress of the night.
Begging the clairvoyant seamstress of the night.
For the nightgown of our lives.
For the nightgown of our lives.
And we will rattle our way out of this mess.
And we will rattle our way out of this mess.
Rattling our way out of this mess.
Would not, could not make this up.
No, perhaps not the softest mouthparts in the sky.
Not even a tree-lined canal of hearts could have outweighed and outloved you, siphoning off the structure of the storm.
Former throb-along, harmonic cephalopod of our baby lives, might as well be invisible, bleeding out into the sun.
A tiny kingdom of colorful souls you can almost taste, wandering out of the plundered shell house of our lives.
A Mr. and Mrs. anthracitic cataract of blue desert flame.
Gigantic intaglios of chipped light scraped along the desert floor.
Way beyond earlier versions of happiness.
Should by now remind us of home.
Promised us a place in space, would pay us for what we have done.
This recording of our lives has become some kind of joke in space, a call for help.
A fucking call for help.
Bouncing off the stars.
Bouncing off the stars. Yes, it was. All this practice that made us perfect. We will finally arrive when the light is right.
Convert the silent ring of spring into newer and newer denominations of three-way sound.
A gorgeous telephony of vibration.
A gorgeous telephony of vibration.
And dedication.
The idiot-proof color of your dreams seemed funny on the brainway to certain death.
Hell yes, it was the latest and greatest of eerie musical love sung.
That will drown this deeper enemy
out
in sorrow
of your lipless night. My tasty, tasty superstar of post-aquatic bliss. My dearest and closest approximation.
Friend and lover.
Frequent friend. Welcome.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome.
Welcome to the lost luggage.
To our tiny home of fun with flames.
Don't just lie there, wondering what the hell. Look. Look. And listen to the ridiculous price I paid to unsee.
To the lovely price I paid for these earlier versions.
The tiny fairy lights.
Of your canceled.
Of your soul.
Of your soul.
Voices, once severed, will gurgle through your darkness.
At least these tongues.
At least your tongues. These familiar tongues that finally slipped out of our skulls.
These familiar tongues did finally creep out of our skulls.
Speak for themselves.
Throb along the burning sand.
Blister and swell into this, our own periodontal sky.
It is no longer the darkness.
It's no longer the darkness.
But we.
But we who have become the only thing you can see.
Who become the open mouth, lips you lost in a game of bath light.
Never taste.
Never taste.
Recurring mysteries,
of the new stereoscopic life.
As if bathed in warm monsoon rain.
Bathed in warm monsoon rain.
Never again tasted warm monsoon rain.